All right, face of the league. For whatever reason, that's been a big deal lately, man. WNBA, Caitlin Clark, is she the face of the league? It's always a topic in the NBA playoffs, especially now that we're into conference finals where there's going to be a new champion. There's going to be a new superstar who gets inside the velvet rope of champions in the NBA. So who is the face of the league? I do feel like Anthony Edwards' name has been brought up a lot over the last, not just this season, Seth, but last year they made the conference finals. So they've done that for the second year in a row. He's a spectacular player. He's got all the physical traits, the explosiveness, the things you can put on a poster and on sizzle reels that pop for a face of the league type player, Anthony Edwards. We can all agree on that. He's really, really good. And yet there's a bunch of guys in this postseason now who I think you could make arguments for as well. LeBron is probably to a degree still the face of the league, but he's 40 years old. That's not going to last forever. Kendrick Perkins had a very interesting criteria when he took Anthony Edwards kind of off of the pedestal of face of the league. Here's old Kendrick Perkins, old Perk, his criteria. Why Anthony Edwards cannot be the face of the league right now?
Here's the bigger picture, right? You got to check the boxes when you're the face of the league. Yes, we know you got to have your signature shoe. You're going to be in commercials. You're going to have the highlights. You got to have the game. But you know what else you got to have? You got to be a role model, right? And things outside the lines matter. Now, if you go down the list of all the faces of the league in the history of the game, you look at Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Shaq, LeBron, Steph, what did they all have in common? While they was playing in the league, they all were family men. They all were married with kids. And if you think that don't play a role as far as the role model, this is facts. This is not something that I'm making. Hold on. But this is not something that I'm making up. Now, what happened to them after they retired? That's their business. But while they are playing or was playing, they were family men, married with kids.
All right, so married, Seth, married with kids. He's emphatic about this.
Yeah, that's the thing. Part of that is going to be the guys who are the face of the league are also guys who have a long stretch of awesome play. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, at some point, those guys are going to be married while they're playing. But for whatever it's worth, Michael Jordan got married in 1989. Okay. What year did he become the face of the league?
I would say before that. He was, he became a champion 2 years after that. Michael Jordan is the probably the rare exception who almost became the face of the league within a year or two after he got there with Nike and with the shoes and everything else.
Yeah, the shoe deal made it just a completely different sensation than anything we've ever seen. No doubt. Maybe a guy who, before LeBron at least, was the face of the league to the most extreme degree that we've probably ever seen.
Yeah.
And I would say no. Given what Michael Jordan was, he was way more the face of the league than LeBron Jordan was. LeBron James was.
Yeah.
Just because there was so much hyper focus on it.
Yeah.
So and he was on that path before he got married and had kids and all that. So I reject it on the basis of the absolute best face of the league wasn't actually married when he became the face of the league.
Well, it's funny. Like these are all guys who ultimately had some family issues going, you know?
Yeah, like, right. Yeah, it's like, hey, they got to at least publicly put on a picture of a happy life and whatnot.
Yeah, like in retrospect.
Larry Bird, one of Larry Bird's children was growing up unknown to him somewhere else in America.
Yeah,
he had a bastard child out there somewhere.
So you got that. Like Magic had to retire for a while because he had HIV because he was partying with other women, you know? Like that weren't his wife. Kobe, okay. I mean, Kobe, Colorado, you know, I'll leave it at that with Kobe. Like, you know, Kobe had a major issue off the court. I tend to disagree with the notion. I think the examples he brings up is almost a counter argument to what he's trying to say. Like, these are all guys who were faces of the league who I think had a lot of qualities to them where they weren't role models at all, you know?
Right, right. I think it's just more of a coincidence, or at least there is a connection there probably between the guys that have some kind of stability in their life and what have you, and over time that, yeah, they're also like great players. But if you just play long enough in the league, I don't, no, I disallow this based on the stupidity of it.
Well, it's okay. And yes.
Plus, I like that he's kind of arguing about it almost like it's an actual designation or something.
The face of the league, there's
like
check
the
marks.
The NBA is going to actually designate who the face of the league is.
I submitted my application for face of the league, and I've not heard back yet. Can you please get back to me? I think, too, I mean, we're talking specifically about Anthony Edwards, who reportedly recently, he has a kid with a baby mama, a new baby, who he is not into this baby mama at all, and he went to court and got it approved where he can just scratch out the 18 years worth of child support up front so he never has to see her again. I'm like, okay, well, that's, I don't know if that's the healthiest environment for that kid to eventually be brought up in, but that's something. And the other thing I think with Anthony Edwards, this is where I always cringe a little bit about him being the face of the league, and it's a little thing, but he does interview, like, he can't stop cursing in interviews. Like, he drops F-bombs and S-bombs all the time, just sitting at his locker and stuff like that. And it's not that I've got these virgin ears where I'm offended by it, but there is a threshold for being the face of a league where you can't just be sailor cussing out there all the time.
Right.
You know, like, he's very unvarnished when it comes to his delivery, I'll say.
We have to retroactively erase Larry Bird as one of the faces of the leagues based on Kendrick Perkins' criteria, because he was married from 1975 to 1976, which was right around his rookie year or so.
No, that was in high school. He came into the league in 79-80.
Was it 79 or 80? He was married in 1975.
No. I'm saying he came into the NBA in like 1980 or 1979.
Right, I know, and I'm saying that it says he was married from 1975 to 76.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, married at his high school sweetheart.
That's what I'm
something.
Saying. Like, it sounds like he was in high school when that happened. Holy crap. And that must be...
Yeah, his first year was 79-80.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Well, so he was, Seth, and then he didn't get married again until 1989. So he was the face of the league one of the faces of the league. He kind of shared it with Magic for a good duration of time where he wasn't married with kids, Kendrick.
I'm a little disappointed you're leaving this one on the table. You just put that on a softball for yourself. Larry Bird married in high school, 75-76. He is from French Lick, Indiana, Seth.
The floor is yours. Oh, damn it.
The floor is yours.
Damn. Married his high school sweetheart in 1975.
May or may not
be his cousin.
The marriage
was a short one, lasting less than a year, and they divorced. However, Janet did give birth to a daughter/cousin of his in 1977.
Set that at the cousin. We need to be clear about that.
Daughter/niece.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Here was Stephen A. Smith's reply to Kendrick Perkins.
First of all, let's be fair here. Here's what I mean by that. I get where you're coming from, and I understand that. When you talk about being the face of the league, it's not just about your game on the court. It's about what you do off the court. I think that, we ain't going to get into anybody's business. We don't do that on this show.
But what we
will say is that sometimes you've had people in the modern era who've made mistakes because in the age of social media and beyond, fellas, they put too much of their business out there. They talk a little bit too much, and you let people in to stuff that they don't need to be. It ain't none of our damn business, okay? But when we were talking about Crown and Ant-Man, we were just talking basketball.
Okay, you're just talking basketball. We don't get into people's business on this show.
Yeah, not on that
first
show.
Not on First Take, man. Take that crap somewhere
draw
else.
Draw out a feud between you and LeBron James about his son and how he's handling his son.
Where did that come from?
You don't talk about it on this show.
when did First Take become holier than thou? Like, you know, that is your show. You get into people's business. That is what you do.
Face of the NFL right now, how long can Pat Mahomes credibly claim to be the face of the league? Not that he claims it, but I would say Pat Mahomes is the first one I think of. He's front and center in everything. He's got a relatively wholesome image and all that.
Kisses his wife on the sideline before every game.
He's married to his high school sweetheart. He's Kendrick Perkins' dream example of a face of the league.
Yeah.
He probably do without some of the public drinking, but other than that, there you go.
I feel like Mahomes feels authentic to me. You know, like the
Oh yeah, he seems like a regular guy.
Yeah.
In a weird way. Even when it comes to his family issues.
It's yeah. Kind of
like, but that's, yeah, my dad drinks a little much sometimes.
But
yeah.
But Kendrick Perkins invoking those names. First of all, I think the notion that you have to be a family man with kids to be the face of the league, I think is at best overblown. At worst, he's just way off base. But him,
Shohei Ohtani's got a vow of celibacy.
That's okay. Face of baseball.
He's the face of MLB. Yeah.
But my point with basketball was like him rattling off those list of names, and as he's rattling them off, I'm like, man, these guys were all flawed off the court to some degree. Not to the degree it offended me or anything like that. And I don't really care about the married with kids when it comes to face of the league. It's a subjective argument. That's not part of my criteria. But if you're trying to make that argument, like you're bringing up those names, I'm like, all right, what you're telling me is I should be skeptical of anybody who's getting brought up about that. Like LeBron is probably the one, like outwardly, I can't think of a time LeBron's had any sort of off the court stuff like we had with Kobe and Michael with the gambling and everything else. Magic, you know, he lived a life off the court, all that stuff. Like LeBron in this age, you can say a lot of things about LeBron. You can disagree with some of the things he says. He gets annoying sometimes, I think. But he's outwardly at least a very loyal husband who's a really good father to his kids, you know. So that's what's interesting to me. Like LeBron and Steph are probably the two examples he brought up that might be the best examples of that, and they're doing it in an age where everything is way more out there and scrutinized than the age of all those other guys.
But again, it's the pointing to the stupidity of Kendrick Perkins' point is LeBron got married in 2013.
Yeah.
Like was he somehow
he's face
not
of the league
face
already.
Of,
yeah.
He had been the face of the league for a long,
good
long
point.
Time.
Yeah.
It's just that it's such an absurdly stupid take that backed up by no evidence whatsoever.
Yep, yep. Text message just goes back to Altuve. He shouldn't need 3,000 hits for the Hall of Fame, but I feel like he will need it to counteract the buzzer BS. I think don't conflate society at large with the baseball writer and the Hall of Fame selection community. Now, trust me, I'm not saying they're perfect at all by any means, and they've got very much a gatekeeper mentality. But from all the ones I've been reading as we've gotten further and further away from the sign-stealing scandal, first of all, I don't think there's any writers out there with a brain that think Jose Altuve had a buzzer on him. I don't think you need to worry about the buzzers when it comes to the people picking the Hall of Fame. I think what you do probably need to worry about is it going to take him a while to get in? Because this is going to be the writers' chances to invoke some sort of punishment on the Astros and their fans by not keeping Jose Altuve out like they kept Pete Rose out or keeping Barry Bonds out or Roger Clemens, but keeping him out for, you know, 2 or 3 years longer than he should be kept out. You know, like, oh, he's not going to be a first ballot. No.
The big thing is I think people inside baseball generally know, and they made it tougher to be a voter for a while. There were a lot of people voting on the Hall of Fame that didn't really pay attention to baseball at all. Where now the people voting on the Hall of Fame, I think they know that story and they know the circumstances, and I don't think, you know, taking their cues from people around baseball on other teams, nobody holds it against Jose Altuve.
No, I'm with you on that.
And they also know, and the difference between a lot of people like that cover the sport versus the average fan around the league is that they know that it was just 2017 and that it wasn't so many people still believe that it was 2017 through 2019. And they think that the buzzer story is 100%. They don't even question it in their minds. It's just a fact in their mind that Jose Altuve wore a buzzer. I would submit that there's probably zero people in baseball that actually know that, like the actual plugged in people actually believe that.
Yep. Face of the league must be known by one name: Magic, Bird, Dr. J, LeBron, etc.
Well,
that's a better criteria than having to be married with kids.
right. Yeah, like face of golf, Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
it was a long time before he met his wife and married, and then then something happened. I don't remember what happened
with
the end of that marriage.
Stuff happened to him. Yeah,
yeah. Did Tiger stop being the face of golf even through any of that? No, stop it.
Yep.
Let's be serious.
Dude, he still is to a degree. I mean, not even being able to play, he's still the face of golf to a degree. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
Was Larry Bird? Larry, I guess if you say Larry, it just doesn't have the same cachet as a Magic or a Tiger.
Yeah, this guy said
Bird. If
you're
going to say Larry Bird.
This guy says Bird.
Oh, Bird.
Bird is the
word. If he's known by his last name. See, Pat Mahomes, you say Mahomes.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of athletes you can say by their last name.
No, it's got to be by their first name, I think, if it's a one-word thing. It's either their first name or a nickname, you know? It's got to. That's what it's got to
be. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe Pat Mahomes. If you just say Pat automatically, I don't. I think more of the SNL character before I think of Pat Mahomes.
Yes. All right. Payne and Pendergast. A lot of people. There's at least one person agreeing with Perk. We'll get to some of your texts. 713-572.
What does he say about the vast? 4, 6, this all of this evidence that says that it doesn't matter.
We're up against it. We'll read it when we come back. We'll get to that. OTAs started 9 minutes ago for the Texans. What are we expecting to hear out of OTAs? What do we want to hear? What are we expecting to hear out of OTAs today? We will have that for you coming up next.